You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about how to avoid distractions. This post really resonates with a lot of people. And the reason why is because we all want to do great things. So there's no shortage of ideas and dreams, but there is definitely a shortage of very good focused work. A lot of people have to deal with distractions at home, with family members, or maybe you're scaling a business online and you can't seem to get work done without finding yourself on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube. So for this reason, I decided to put together three tips that will automatically help you with staying focused and avoiding this distraction. So point number one, as you probably already know, is meditating daily for 20 minutes. Now, 20 minutes is not necessary. You can even do it for 15 minutes every day, but it's important for you to do that, especially in the morning. And the reason why I say in the morning is because you have almost no control over the way that you sleep at night. Your subconscious goes its own way. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't feel 100% sold on what you're doing, if you feel a bit less excited about your life, it's not your fault, right? Every single person wakes up in the morning without really knowing how they will feel when they wake up. So if you have this routine 7 days a week, you wake up, you meditate for 15 minutes, you center your mind and your body, then things will be a lot different because you will start work in the morning after meditating in the exact same state of mind every single day without fail. Point number two, read every day for 15 or 30 minutes. Now, if you can't do that right away and you need to start a reading habit, please refer back to my podcast episodes, to my Instagram posts, to my blog posts. I always talk about how to start a reading habit. And I don't only talk about reading as a way to acquire more knowledge, which is, of course, the main reason why people do it. But I think it's important to do that because it really is like a gym for your focus. Think about if you're sitting down for 30 minutes with a book in your hand, all right, and you start reading, chances are you'll see at least maybe a bird flying in front of you if you're in a room with a window and someone's calling you. Maybe your computer is on and you get a message, your phone rings. You're bound to get at least one distraction in 30 minutes. And the beauty of having a reading habit is that you're going to learn how to stay focused on the task at hand, which is reading the page in front of you. So if you're able to avoid distractions, even when you're reading in your everyday life, this will translate in better focus. It will translate in you not getting distracted with things happening around you. And of course, you're also reaping the benefits of, you know, reading something that's hopefully very interesting and you can learn something as well. Point number three, start a journal and stick to it. This, guys, is very important because if you can keep journal and monitoring, you can monitor every single day your performance, you will start seeing patterns, all right? So if you're having one bad day and you don't write anything down and you completely forget about it, and then you wake up the day after and you have another bad day and then you don't write it down and it's like never happened, you will find yourself soon in this downward spiral. And a week or 2 weeks in, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I had the worst 2 weeks of my life, productivity wise, let's say. Don't let that happen. If you're having a bad day, stay true to your commitment. Write a journal entry about it. Write down the reasons why you think you're having a bad day and try and fix that. See, monitoring always comes with adjusting the path. You monitor and then you bring your attention back to your main path. So if you can do that every single day, Again, maybe one day or half a day is not going to be good. But if you monitor it, you journal, and you change your path, the day after will be a better day, and you will be back to sticking to your original path of avoiding distractions, being focused, being productive, and doing amazing work, and being a pro at what you do, because that is the most important thing. So again, make sure to practice these things every single day for at least 100 days to see amazing results. And until next time, up your game.